Good night, John. WRTV 487 Kimber, clear as well. Well, hey there, Steve. What's up, man?
Well, as you might know, I left the ham club meeting about 9:15. It was a good turnout. The subject matter was on the CHIRP programming platform in significant detail by Cameron. KRG, last part of the call sign, I don't remember, you know Cameron, he runs, you know, part of the Channel 3 project. So that's who did the CHIRP thing, and I was out in the parking lot visiting with Amy and her husband. Amy's the person who does all the SOTA, Summits on the Air, achievements around here. She has the Mountain Goat Award. It's world known wide, over 1,000 mountaintops. So she came, and we talked about what she does. She hit... when I told people what she does, most everybody knows. Let me let it break. This is cool. But we have newbies, and I explained that she's on a CW Morse code on 40 meters on these mountaintops. And, you know, in conjunction with discussing that and the band lately, being, you know, open more on higher frequencies, 10 meters and all that, she spoke a little bit, because he asked if there's any visitors. And I stood up in her behalf and told everybody what she does and how accomplished she is. I told them she wouldn't do it. She's too humble. She's a dear friend. I choked up a little bit. Just sharing her presence with everybody. I'm honored to be her friend.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, Steve. Definitely way cool. And I'm looking forward to hear more about that.
Well, we compared some mountains that she wants to go to next, where we've been, how to get to them. Her husband was talking to some other guy about invasive species or, you know, some lake or something.
I'm sure you had a lot to talk about with her. You've been on all those mountaintops, too.
Well, that's it. That's it. So, yeah, we go way back now, about 6 years, which is a way back, but I thought when I first retired, I would have more time. And I don't want to say time in general. Let's just say maybe flexibility or whatever, opportunity. I told her, I'll go hiking with you every once in a while. She would go solo and take her dog. She likes something to go along. I wouldn't go on day hikes. Well, it never materialized, but we've had a ham club meeting. What was the special occasion? We all went up to King Mountain. And we had to hike to the top. There was snow. And, she was doing a 3-20. They all come together up there. Big contest. She won first place in Oregon and first place in California for that type of rain event as a female. She goes on and on. And install 18-7 GP.
Oh, that sounds great. And you're breaking up a little bit there driving, obviously, but I just wanted to, we need to talk and play some music and do all that fun stuff, and I'd love to hear your story. So I don't know what you're doing in the next couple of days or so, but get a hold of me, definitely.
You can make that happen. I'm finishing up responsibility probably end of tomorrow. Then I'm going over to Port Orford Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe, to help a friend of mine. I've known since high school. His house caught fire a year ago. And I got it pretty well patched back together. I'm going to go over and help finish electric for him, all the plugs and all that stuff, the wires. He just doesn't know much about it. Another guy's doing some siding for him. That's good. He's hoping to get a reverse mortgage and live on that for the rest of his life, and it has to be in ship-shop shape. So, you know, I help people all the time. Well, crawdad over in Port Orford.
Well, there you go again, helping people out. You're good at that. That's your specialty. So, next week will be taken up for you. All right, I hope the weather, holds and that everything goes well. And, well, I'll talk to you in the morning for sure and see what's going on. I got some things going on first thing in the morning, and then I got 1 p.m. I have a meeting. So other than that, I'm pretty open.
Let's look at the next couple of days. Seriously, if I can come visit, there's something that I'd like to share. So we'll keep in touch. All right. Well, that guy hopped in to say goodnight. You did the same. Now I will as well. I just pulled off of the freeway at Merlin, so I'm almost home. But yeah, I had to tell you, the ham club and all that sort of thing. Everybody's pretty happy and social and. Glad to be part of things, as you know. General Rush Group's pretty rocking in that same degree, even more so. All right, WRMB 624. See you later.
I think you were doubling with somebody there. Somebody tried to double on you. Anyway, Steve, thanks. Have a safe rest of your drive home. I don't know if you saw the comet, but it was pretty cool. Last night we got a good view. So, all right, I'll let you go then. And whoever else needs to talk can talk. Be safe, be well, everybody. WRKV 487 Kimber, clear.
Whatever else came in, but I'll be on here for another 3 minutes. Bye-bye.